From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. An earthquake with a magnitude 8.8 hit Chile early this morning. Officials say at least 78 people have died, but reports from the region are sketchy. Bruce Presgrave of the U.S. Geological Survey says the quake hit in an active earthquake zone where, 50 years ago, an earthquake and resulting tsunami killed more than 1,700 people.
Fortunately, I would say the immediate area of this part of Chile is not extremely heavily populated, although obviously cities like Santiago are not very far away. This is located just a bit north of the magnitude 9.5 earthquake that occurred in 1960 along the coast of southern Chile, and that one produced a destructive tsunami across the Pacific.
Bruce Presgrave of the U.S. Geological Survey. Anita Herrera is a phone operator at Hotel Kennedy in Santiago. She told CNN that people there are concerned about communication and aftershocks.
We still have problems with the lights. The worst part is the problems with the communication. And the cell phones connections are failing. There are some broken highways. People is very panicked. They're waiting for another aftershock because we have had a lot of them.
Tsunami warnings are in effect in a wide area, including South America, Hawaii, Australia, and Japan. The Northeast U.S. is still trying to recover from a slow-moving snowstorm that has dumped more than 2 feet of snow in places from Maine to Pennsylvania. From member station WBGO in Newark, Doug Doyle reports.
Nearly 21 inches fell in New York City, prompting Mayor Michael Bloomberg to close public schools for the second time this winter. New Jersey business owners such as Lenny Valenti spent extra time braving the snow to get to work.
I just can't believe it. I just can't wait till February's gone. My back is killing me from shoveling.
The pain for some is gain for others. Independent snowplow operator Tim Smalgeden isn't complaining too much.
I have a real day job, so this is kind of a nuisance for me, but it's good money.
North Jersey buses are rolling again after a 9-hour suspension, and utility companies in several states are still dealing with numerous power outages. For NPR News, I'm Doug Doyle in Newark.
Federal regulators shut down two more banks yesterday, bringing to 22 the number of bank failures this year. They closed Rainier Pacific Bank in Tacoma, Washington, which had assets of $717 million. Its 14 branches will reopen as offices of Umpqua Bank in Roseburg, Oregon. A smaller bank in Carson City, Nevada also failed. Carson River Community Bank's loan branch will reopen Monday as an office of Heritage Bank of Reno, Nevada. Officials say that the pace of bank failures is likely to increase in the coming months. This is NPR News from Washington. SeaWorld in Orlando, Florida will hold its first killer whale show today since Wednesday, when a trainer was killed. An orca named Tillicum grabbed Dawn Brancho by her ponytail and dragged her into the water during a performance. A video tribute is planned today for her at SeaWorld, while outside a demonstration is scheduled by protesters calling for killer whales to be released into the wild. Tillicum will continue to be part of the show. It's the largest orca in captivity. It was one of three whales that had killed a trainer in a now-closed amusement park in British Columbia. American skier Bode Miller takes to the hills today for the last time at the Vancouver Winter Games. A medal in the slalom ski race would be his fourth in the last 2 weeks. NPR's Diana Douglas reports from Vancouver.
Bode Miller races against some highly favored Europeans for the gold in today's slalom event. It's a short course with tight turns and requires more technique than breakneck speed. But at this point, the 32-year-old Miller doesn't even need to pull out a win for these Olympic Games to have been a stunning turnaround. Miller went into the last Winter Games with hyped-up expectations and came home with nothing but derision for partying too hard. This year, with little expectation for him to do any differently, he has delivered a winning streak in the alpine skiing events. He's already earned a gold, a silver, and a bronze from his four races in Whistler so far. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Vancouver.
In men's hockey, it will be Canada versus the U.S. for the gold medal. Canada qualified for tomorrow's game by beating Slovakia 3-2 last night. Earlier yesterday, the U.S. beat Finland 6-1. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.